Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Tonight, the weather across Israel is mild, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Haifa. A pleasant evening for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports earlier today on the escalating Israel-Hezbollah conflict in southern Lebanon as a ceasefire shows signs of breaking down. Also, Ynet reports from earlier this hour that Syria claims to have stopped a Hezbollah plan to assassinate senior officials, with accusations flying between Damascus and Hezbollah. Also this hour, Walla brings news of an Israeli hiker found dead in Japan. Tavur Shabtai, missing since Friday, was discovered after setting out on a hiking trail. Separately, I-24 News reports that Israel will transfer jet fuel to Germany. This decision comes amid an ongoing crisis in the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, the Times of Israel notes that despite a cancellation by the mayor, a controversial event took place in Sydney under the banner of Globalize the Intifada. Here's what people are saying online. Mark Leibowitz, a conflict monitor, posted just minutes ago, noting that he is keeping a close eye on the current situation. The Times of Israel, posting earlier today, highlighted the continuation of the Globalize the Intifada event in Sydney, despite official cancellations. Al Arabiya English reported, just this morning, that a cargo vessel was hit by a projectile in the Strait of Hormuz, according to the UK Maritime Trade Operations Agency. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the conflict in southern Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post offers an inside look at the current tensions between Israel and Hezbollah. The breakdown of the April 17 ceasefire has led to increased military activity. This development raises concerns about a broader conflict spilling over into the region. Turning to Syria, where, according to Ynet, a thwarted assassination attempt on top officials has been reported. Syria accuses Hezbollah of training suspects in Lebanon. However, Hezbollah denies any involvement in Syria, escalating tensions between the two. Meanwhile, in Japan, Walla reports the tragic news of Tavul Shabtai's death. The Israeli hiker went missing last week, with her body found on a remote hiking trail. Her passing is a sorrowful reminder of the risks associated with solo travel. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News highlights Israel's decision to supply Germany with jet fuel. This move is in response to the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, affecting energy routes. The agreement underscores Israel's strategic ties with Germany during global energy uncertainties. Finally, regarding the Sydney event, The Times of Israel discusses how it proceeded despite municipal opposition. This continuation reveals the deepening divides and ongoing tensions around global discussions of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israeli startups raised over $1.25 billion in April. The figure is largely due to a significant $1 billion round by Vast Data, showcasing a strong month despite holiday slowdowns. Separately, according to Globes, EDF has secured financing for Israel's largest solar energy field. Situated near Dimona, this project will deliver electricity at an unprecedented low cost, marking a milestone in Israel's renewable energy sector. And finally, Walla Business highlights ongoing challenges faced by the IDF with drone threats. Despite early identification, resources remain inadequate, highlighting a critical need for improved countermeasures to protect national security. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.